You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
St. Louis Cardinals have a challenging season ahead of them, always with high expectations, and 2017 will be no different. I'm Allison Footer, and I'm here with Jen Langosch. Jen, let's start off by talking about what everyone is talking about. That is how excited everybody is about Dexter Fowler joining this team. He adds so much, especially to the top of that batting order.
Yeah, I mean, he really checked all the boxes that the Cardinals needed going into the offseason. They wanted to get better defensively. He does that by helping out their outfield. They wanted to look at maybe another option at the leadoff spot, so they had more flexibility with Matt Carpenter. Dexter Fowler gives you an option up there that's been, he's been one of the best leadoff hitters in recent years. And then I think what's really important and is maybe a little less tangible is the influence he can have in that clubhouse. This was a clubhouse last year that at times felt a little stale, maybe a little bit too workmanlike. Dexter Fowler comes in immediately, a big personality, very gregarious, and I wouldn't be surprised to see some of that maybe rub off on some of the younger players around him. So he comes in with great credibility. He comes in with a World Series ring from last year, and the financial commitment the Cardinals made to him, one of the biggest contracts in franchise history, so he comes in with that as well.
It's a very strange situation. I was asking Dexter earlier because it's like he signed with a team that's in the division of the team that he just won a World Series with. I know that, you know, players don't get as into that as the fans do, but it's still a little strange from a Cub to go to a Cardinal after what happened with the Cubs last season.
It is, and they're going to see each other 19 times beginning on opening night, April 2nd, so it's not going to take long to see his former teammates. You know, it was kind of funny, like he was coming in for a Cardinals winter warm-up in January, and then the next day headed to the White House with the Cubs to go visit the president. So, yeah, I mean, there's a little bit there. You know, you look back at last offseason as well. We saw Jason Hayward and John Lackey kind of jump ship, go to the rival Cubs. Now this year it's Dexter Fowler coming south to the Cardinals. So I know his relationship with a lot of those guys in Chicago remains very strong, but it will be interesting for him to be on the other side of things now.
Let's move to the infield. So Colton Wong gets to go back to second base. It seems to be a little bit more settled in this infield than it was last season, when it seemed like we were always reading and hearing about just different things that they were doing. So it's, there's some stability, and I guess third base is really the thing that's up for grabs.
Yeah, you look across the infield, really third base is the only competition that we're going to have. And it's Johnny Peralta, Jed Jerko are your options there, which are very intriguing options. I mean, you have Johnny Peralta, who's in the last year of a four-year contract. We saw him perform very well for this team in 14 and 15 as a shortstop. It was here last year, early in Grapefruit League play, that he went down with a thumb injury, and then we saw Ledmys Diaz emerge as one of the biggest surprises for this team last year. So shortstop is no longer an option for Johnny. He's going to get work at third base and try to be a third baseman really for the first time since 2010 for a full season. Then on the other hand, you have Jed Jerko, and Jed Jerko led this team in home runs last year with 30. He does give the Cardinals a utility option should they want to kind of keep him as an infielder that can play anywhere, but he too is going to get a look at third base. But you mentioned Colton Wong. I think, you know, Colton is a big piece of what the Cardinals want to do this year, in that they know that their infield defense has to be better than it was a year ago. I mean, this was a club that was really let down by the fundamentals. If you can put Colton at second base, and if he can separate the offensive side from the defensive side, this is a guy who people out here won't hesitate to tell you can be a gold glove second baseman.
Another interesting area is the bullpen. So I know that that's still kind of taking shape, but we're going to be paying attention to what Trevor Rosenthal, not only what he can do, but whether they're going to ask him to do. So this could be kind of a big season for him.
Yeah, I mean, Trevor can kind of take any sort of role. I mean, they're going to build him up as a starter for the first time, and Trevor has wanted to start ever since he broke into the majors. So they're going to build him up innings-wise. I'm not sure that there's going to be an opportunity for him to break into the rotation unless there's another injury along the way. But if he's built up to pitch multiple innings, it gives the Cardinals great flexibility in how they use him. They have another closer in Son Juan Oh, but perhaps he makes his way back into a setup role. Perhaps he becomes kind of a multi-inning reliever that can bridge games from starters to the bullpen. I mean, what we saw of Andrew Miller in the postseason last year really intrigued the Cardinals about having a guy with Trevor Rosenthal's stuff who can pitch multiple innings. So the key for Trevor right now is to show that he's healthy, because he wasn't all of last year, and to get his command back. We saw that walk rate really escalate for him last season. So if he has a really good spring and can impress with this new role and being stretched out, I think the sky's the limit for where he can be used on this team.
With the injury to Alex Reyes, how does that change the competition during spring training, and how do they move forward from that?
Yeah, I mean, you looked at coming into camp, it looked like it was going to be Alex Reyes versus Michael Wacha for that fifth rotation spot. It does hurt the Cardinals' depth. There's no getting around that. Whether Alex Reyes started the year on the Major League team or not, he was going to likely contribute in a big way this year. So I think Wacha all of a sudden becomes a much more important piece on this team. The good news for him is that the strength work that he did this year to get his, this offseason to get his shoulder healthy seems to be putting him in a good place. place. So he's going to be in that mix. Luke Weaver, who we saw come up and pitch for the Cardinals in August and September, he's going to get a look. And then Trevor, who we just mentioned, might also get a look for that starting job. But I think if all falls right, the Cardinals would like to give Michael Wacha that opportunity and hope that maybe he can return to being the guy he was in 2013 when he kind of lit the world on fire in the postseason and get past some of these injury issues he's had the last few years.
And then speaking of injuries, Adam Wainwright, Lance Lynn, it's key for those guys to get back to where they were before they had to deal with various issues, especially Adam Wainwright, who said just a little bit ago that he was just terrible. So that, in a perfect scenario, those guys would be what we're used to.
Yeah, I mean, what Adam dealt with last year was just really never feeling strong enough. And we saw him make a miraculous recovery from that Achilles injury in 2015. He really thought he was past it. Last year, however, his delivery was constantly out of whack, just all the time searching, and never really got into a consistent groove. He is getting older, so there's a lot of questions about whether or not he's on some sort of, you know, normal age decline. But he'll certainly tell you that he can be better than he was last year. And you mentioned Lance Lynn, and perhaps we didn't talk about his absence enough last year. This was a guy who in years past had been a reliable 200 inning starter for this team, a workhorse, somebody who you knew would pitch deep into games. To get him back from Tommy John surgery, basically 18 months removed from Tommy John surgery, Cardinals expect him to be ready to go from the first Grapefruit League game on and expect big things from him in the rotation.
And it's just in general, the NL Central is always one of the toughest divisions, if not the toughest division. Clearly the Cardinals were not in the division race last year, and they just barely missed the wild card. What absolutely has to go right for them to be able to compete in this division?
They're going to have to stay healthy. That's one of the issues that they had last year, and they're going to have to do the little things right. I mean, we saw so many issues with base running. This was a team that some metrics will tell you was the worst base running team in baseball last year, and from, you know, the eyes that I had, it sure looked like it. Defensively, they're going to have to be more sound, and the starting pitching is going to have to be a little bit more reliable than it was a year ago. So it's kind of an interesting feel in camp here. You know, for Mike Matheny, it's the first time that he's opened spring training either not having been the division champ or not being the favorite in the NL Central. You know, both of those now belong to the Chicago Cubs. So Cardinals kind of like being, you know, the one that trying to move on up instead of being chased. But, yeah, they have a tough road ahead with Chicago bringing back the team that they have. But this Cardinals team will tell you that they believe if things go right, there's no reason why they can't be in that race.
Okay, thank you, Jen.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.